The US President Barack Obama has accepted his Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo with an address that lays out the case for justifying war. He also used the Nobel lecture to answer many European critics of the US, telling them 60 years of world security had been built on the blood of American citizens. It's an address that has been well received back home. From Washington, John Shovlin reports.
President Barack Obama went to Oslo to pick up his Nobel Peace Prize, and as he did, he reminded his admiring audience he is not one of them.
I'm responsible for the deployment of thousands of young Americans to battle in a distant land. And some will kill, and some will be killed.
Before a crowd dedicated to peace, he delivered the Peace Prize lecture and made a blunt, pragmatic and moral case for war and the use of American military power. War was justified in self-defense, he said, in aiding an invaded nation on humanitarian grounds or when civilians are slaughtered by their own government.
I understand why war is not popular, but I also know this: the belief that peace is desirable is rarely enough to achieve it.
During the election, he was a champion of the anti-war movement because of his opposition to the war in Iraq. However, as commander-in-chief, war is a reality.
I face the world as it is.
But he stressed the need to fight war according to rules of conduct, rejecting torture.
I believe the United States of America must remain a standard bearer in the conduct of war. That is what makes us different from those whom we fight. That is a source of our strength. That is why I prohibited torture. That is why I ordered the prison at Guantanamo Bay closed. And that is why I have reaffirmed America's commitment to abide by the Geneva Conventions. We lose ourselves when we compromise the very ideals that we fight to defend.
The speech was as much to his audience at home as to those in the hall in Oslo. He's often accused of being too compromising, of trying to be on both sides of an issue, like his announcement just 9 days ago that he was sending 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan, but at the same time setting a date for their withdrawal. But in Oslo, he was unequivocal.
Evil does exist in the world. To say that force may sometimes be necessary is not a call to cynicism, it is a recognition of history, the imperfections of man, and the limits of reason.
For the past 10 months, his trips abroad have been panned by conservatives and doubted by independents in the US, many who saw him as too apologetic for America's actions and policies. No American president can hope to be re-elected if he leaves an impression at home that he's hesitant or doubtful about whether the US is a positive force in the world.
Whatever mistakes we have made, the plain fact is this: the United States of America has helped underwrite global security for more than six decades with the blood of our citizens and the strength of our arms. We have borne this burden not because we seek to impose our will. We have done so out of enlightened self-interest.
Even right-wing radio's Rush Limbaugh, President Obama's most hostile of critics, couldn't help but acknowledge the remarks.
This is a first. This, at least as far as my memory is concerned, it's a first. Obama grudgingly admits that America has done a little good now and then, despite our mistakes.
President Obama started his lengthy speech acknowledging the Nobel Prize could have been premature. His humility earned the praise of the prominent Republican Newt Gingrich.
He used it as an occasion to remind people, first of all, as he said, that there's evil in the world. I mean, I think having a liberal president who goes to Oslo on behalf of a peace prize and reminds the committee that they would not be free, they wouldn't be able to have a peace prize without having force. I thought in some ways it's a very historic speech.
The president is only staying in Oslo for 24 hours. John Shovlin, Washington.